Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, April 12, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Black Lives Matter apologizes for yet another massive real estate situation. Philadelphia bringing back the mask mandate. California proposes a four-day work week. Americans report more anxiety than ever before. Also ahead, working with the political opposition. Can you do it? But first, the Black Lives Matter organization issuing an apology after the group was caught using donations to purchase yet another mansion. The foundation posting an explanation on social media stating, quote, "We know narratives like this cause harm to organizers doing brilliant work across the country. We apologize for the distress this has caused to our supporters and those who work in the service of Black Liberation Daily," unquote. Now, BLM bought a Southern California property for $6 million. This adds to a Canadian property that might be as high as $8 million and three other properties in Los Angeles. By the way, BLM tried to disguise the latest purchase by setting up a corporation in Delaware. Health officials in Philadelphia reimposing the COVID mask mandate. Cases in Philly rising about 30% in the last week. The rules apply to public spaces, schools, daycare centers. Private businesses, however, can opt out, but only if employees and customers have been vaxxed. Is this an overreaction? Most likely. Legislators in California proposing a four-day work week. The bill would regulate all companies with more than 500 employees and slash the weekly schedule from 40 to 32 hours. Anything more would trigger mandatory overtime. Supporters say the measure will increase quality of life. Critics believe it will put another financial burden on business in California. Survey from the American Psychological Association finds 87% of Americans now experience significant anxiety every day. Two-thirds say their personal stress level is at an all-time high. Another 54% suffer from loneliness. Biggest source of unhappiness right now, finances, and still COVID. In a moment, solving problems and helping people by being open-minded. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, me, Geraldo Rivera, and helping those who really need help. Putting aside all the unhappiness over politics and social disagreements, Americans should understand the concept that really is dividing us. That is the pursuit of happiness. But what's that? Well, it's in the Declaration of Independence right after life and liberty. Those concepts are self-evident, the founders wrote. But the pursuit of happiness deal is a bit trickier. Essentially, it comes down to this. Government must set up a system whereby all citizens have an equal opportunity to develop their talents and seek success without hurting anyone else. Therefore, we the people all have a good chance to live a prosperous life. That is the pursuit of happiness. British philosopher John Locke developed the concept way back in 1689. Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Benjamin Franklin bought Locke's vision and incorporated happiness safeguards into the Constitution. But many Americans are now unhappy with the pursuit situation. That's because there are many false roads on the happy map. Today, progressive and some liberal Americans believe the government should guarantee happiness by giving folks stuff. But in order to do that, the powers that be have to take from other citizens. That causes angst, which is in opposition to happiness. The federal government now spends trillions on giveaways and wants even more. Traditional Americans believe it is the individual who is responsible for using our freedoms to succeed. With protections in place by law, conservatives do not think the government should make life harder for some groups by showing favoritism to other groups. So the left and the right face a huge chasm. A minority of Americans say the USA is an unjust country and always has been. They want a complete overhaul, and that fight has become bitter. Your humble correspondent believes America is a noble nation, but significant corruption is affecting our collective happiness. There are far too many fanatics among us, and their actions can lead to oppression and suppression. Those things badly damage the happy pursuit. The solution is for good people to work together in order to provide fairness and opportunity. But in order to do that, we have to see things clearly. Now, recently I gave the keynote address at a benefit for Geraldo Rivera's charity, Life's Work, W-O-R-C. For 50 years, Geraldo has raised money to help Americans with autism. And you know, if a person has autism, they obviously cannot pursue happiness at the same levels that others can. Geraldo and I believe different things, but we work together to raise nearly $1 million to help Americans who really need help. The government was not involved. If more Americans grasp the concept of individuals helping individuals, our country would rise in power and prosperity. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve that message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 161 years ago today, a band of rebel soldiers opened fire against Northern troops stationed at Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina. That skirmish started the bloodiest conflict in American history. The Civil War had begun. Here is the story. Tension between the states reached hysteria under President James Buchanan. Between 1857 and 61, Old Buck, as he was called, did absolutely nothing as the nation disintegrated over slavery. At the time, 4 million captive Africans toiled on Southern plantations. During Buchanan's tenure, 7 states seceded from the Union. On his way out of office, Buck dumped the slavery situation into the lap of Abraham Lincoln. All hell broke loose just 1 month later. On April 12, 1861, Confederate General Beauregard attacked Fort Sumter. President Lincoln then issued a proclamation calling for 75,000 Union volunteers to quell the insurrection. The next 4 years would be the most catastrophic in the history of America. In its totality, the conflict was fought in 10,000 places, from Vermont to Arizona. More than 3 million Americans waged war, about 700,000 were killed, another 50,000 civilians perished. 11 major cities were reduced to rubble, including Atlanta, Richmond, and Charleston. The average income for white Southerners dropped to almost nothing as Confederate money became worthless. The bloody affair officially ended on June 2, 1865, when the final Confederate brigade surrendered to the Union Army. Sadly, the man who fought so hard to win the war would never see its conclusion. Less than 2 months before the final battle, Abraham Lincoln was shot dead in Washington. His last public appearance was exactly 4 years after the attack on Fort Sumter. Said Lincoln then, quote, "We meet this evening not in sorrow, but in gladness of heart over the surrender of the insurgent army. This gives us hope of a speedy peace," unquote. For more incredible stories about the Civil War and the struggle to save the Union, please check out my first killing book, Killing Lincoln. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.